Now, Cape Town is usually a very popular MICE destination. And when I say MICE, I mean meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. But these have all but dried up due to the global COVID-19 pandemic. We saw how the Cape Town International Convention Center is usually held for events like the Cape Town International Jazz Festival, was converted into a field hospital to help with our COVID-19 cases so that hospitals would not be overburdened. The CBD is also, and has in the past, been the hub for various events, gatherings, meetings. What I particularly miss this year is not necessarily the jazz festival itself, but it was the free community concert in Green Market Square. That is something that I sorely miss. What I do enjoy seeing is the switching on of the Christmas lights party in the CBD, a chance for so many of Capetonians who don't get a chance to come into the CBD for leisure to enjoy their city. The night market during the Christmas period. These are things that will be sorely missed this year. But what does 2021 hold? Alderman James Foss is the Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Assets Management. I know you're not in charge of events in the city, James, but it is really disappointing that many of the events that not only bring a particular flavor, color, sound to Cape Town, but also, probably more importantly, the money that comes into the city, that has not happened this year.
Yeah, good morning, Lester. So our tourism bounce back strategy, which includes the MICE industry, we've developed in partnership with the city's destination marketing organization, Cape Town Tourism, and also the city's enterprise and investment department to get this sector back up and running, and includes the six pillar strategy. And that positions Cape Town then as the premier destination in which to live, play, work, study, visit, and invest. And so this six-pillar strategy will really position Cape Town in key source markets, existing and in new emerging key source markets, as the premier destination to do all of these activities. So we are actively positioning Cape Town as the destination of choice for each one of these themes. Mm. Now, you've referred to the MICE one, and it is a very important one for Cape Town, because according to the International Congress and Convention Association, Cape Town is the top destination in Africa for meetings and conferences. Mm. And so Cape Town events centers have adapted well to our new normal. Mm. And I've seen firsthand the rise of hybrid conferences in my engagements and visits to the Cape Town International Convention Center, as well as the Century City Convention Center.
Now, the city can be a very attractive destination for these conferences, but with the atmosphere of COVID caution, not necessarily from Cape Town, but from particularly international visitors, to international conference goers, particularly looking at Europe, which is now classified by the World Health Organization as the epicenter of the pandemic. We could be in a very good place, but they may not be, and you need people to travel here from these destinations. How is that going to impact us?
Yeah, that's the big issue, because, you know, it's about the state of readiness. So we've worked incredibly hard as a city government with our stakeholders to get our state of readiness in place. And of course, now it is the situation that not many of our key source markets are ready to travel yet. And so our focus now is on getting all sectors back to business, because our economy relies on visitors who visit Cape Town for events, conferences, leisure, and business. And so with that, you know, much work has gone into positioning Cape Town as a safe destination. Mm. And the thousands of delegates that conventions and conferences bring into Cape Town also support the upstream and linked industries, such as food and beverage, accommodation and transportation. And that's why the city funds the Convention Bureau within Westgrove to ensure that we secure more of these events for the benefit of the city's economy, but also now going hybrid. So we need to use technology and also the hybrid model. And I must say, I'm extremely impressed with our conferencing venues. They are putting in all of these measures so that we can be top of mind for conferences once the regulations change. but also the aviation. I mean, to get these visitors here, that's the other important thing. And so that's why we believe that by boosting direct flights and expanding current routes, we can create more efficient connections between Cape Town and existing and emerging key source markets. Mm. And that's why we also fund the Air Access Initiative, so that we can get the aviation sector back in the air.
James, is it taking a lot of convincing, particularly for organizations that still need to make up their mind for particularly early 2021, January, February? I'm thinking like events like the Cape Town Cycle Tour, for example. I'm thinking of events of the International Jazz Festival, which takes place around about March, April. That's still very close to where we are at the moment. Are there negotiations? Are you trying to convince people to say, look, we can have safe events. You're just going to have to change your modeling and how you get and how we deal with masses and groups of people together in single space at the same time.
Absolutely. So that's the strategy. So it's the whole value chain. So our events department is working around the clock with these event organizers to demonstrate our state of readiness, our health protocols, and all of the other measures that are required to host these events in a safe way, but also the adaptation to make sure that we also come up with new ideas in terms of hosting these events, so that we can have multiple venues, so that we can space out delegates and event goers, so that there's a new thinking in terms of how we host. And that's why we call it the next destination, so that Cape Town can truly demonstrate in terms of each one of these themes that I've mentioned, from live, invest, work, play, that we are ready to host and to welcome back our visitors and to instill confidence. And I think also your references to the CBD. So you will be happy to hear that we are working with the Cape Town Improvement District around a CBD economic recovery, where event activations will form a key component, so that we can get more footfall back into the CBD, but at the same time to stimulate economic activity, so that we are much more flexible on our regulations, and so therefore restaurants and other establishments can now apply to spill over onto sidewalks and other open spaces.
And that so also has the environmental impact of distancing, ventilating, fresh air, you know, that mitigates against the spread of the virus. You then have to then speak to your planning department and your zoning department, so that or maybe even speak to your roads department, saying that from a particular time in the evening, roads become pedestrian zones, so that instead of road traffic, you know, we're bringing our tables into the streets.
Lester, that's exactly what we are now doing. We've established 5 work streams to look at all of those issues in terms of the pavement economy, event activation, regulatory reform. Now is the time to demonstrate as a city government that we can be flexible. We can use innovation, because we need to attract more footfall into the city. So each one of those work streams are now working on plans to have the pavement economy up and running, so that we can allow for establishments to spill over into open spaces and sidewalks. And so these restaurants and establishments can apply. We have put in measures to fast track their applications and even reduce the cost of the applications, in some cases to completely make it a free application, because we need to, as a city, demonstrate our flexibility to get our economy back on track and to help businesses in the CBD. We're looking at the nighttime economy again. How can we bring in more footfall? So you've got your daytime economy activity for office workers, so that we can get more restaurants open, more open spaces utilized attractively, and then at nighttime, your entertainment and other types of businesses. So it's a holistic approach, and I'm very confident that we'll work with our partners towards a CBD recovery, which is our flagship. This is an important CBD, and we can use this as a blueprint to other CBDs in the city. And so it's really exciting, but we're mindful that many businesses are still bleeding, And so we've launched the Business in Distress program. As a city, we have partnered with Productivity SA, where we are assisting existing businesses to retain and not to have any further closure or layoffs.
James Foss there is the Alderman Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Opportunities and Assets Management. Thanks so much for joining us. A message we received asking whether the entries for the Cape Town Cycle Tour have been opened yet. And we have been in contact with the Cycle Tour Management, and they're saying that they are still regularly in meetings and engaging with the City of Cape Town, weighing up various options. And they say that they will be making a decision soon.